On Friday morning, Trump tweeted out that the Strait of Hormuz is fully open and that Iran has fully capitulated. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he meant. And it's fully open. It's over. We've won. And of course, all of Trump's supporters then immediately see 5D chess. It works. We're winning. You know, just the same stuff. And I'm thinking, have people learned nothing? Have people learned nothing? Trump's words, listen carefully, Trump's words have zero credibility. They mean nothing. He tweets random stuff every few hours, and then he will contradict himself a few hours later. And whenever he tweets something, it always turns out that it's not real, it's not true. He's not talking to anybody in Iran. They've agreed to nothing, etc. So I don't know why people haven't figured this out yet. You know, the saying goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. What about fooling you 50 times? And Trump people are like, keep fooling me again, you know, because they literally have no ability to think critically at this point. So let's break down what is actually happening with the Strait of Hormuz, because as of right now, still not open. So even though Trump said that it's fully open, that Iran has agreed to fully open the strait, Trump said, but we will continue to block it from our side. So we will block all Iranian ports using the U.S. Navy. Any ships that go to and from Iran's ports will be blocked. Well, right there, that's not acceptable to Iran. And then Iran reiterated that we will allow ships to pass with our permission, paying our toll, and they can only pass through the northern portion of the Strait of Hormuz that takes them much closer to Iran. And we will decide who gets to pass and who doesn't get to pass, and we will only allow certain commercial ships, but never from the USA or Israel. And in addition, Iran explained that this will only be in place until next Tuesday, until the end of the so-called ceasefire that's currently in place. And this will only be honored if Israel continues to honor the ceasefire and stop bombing Lebanon, which will never happen because Israel doesn't want a ceasefire. Israel doesn't want peace. Israel wants to keep bombing. And so effectively, Iran just reiterated what their position has been all along, which is that we control the strait. We determine who goes through. And if you want to go through, you pay a toll to us. So, that position is not acceptable to Trump or to the U.S. Navy, let's say, which means that nothing has changed. So Trump announces something, it means nothing. Nothing has changed. The strait is still closed. And as of the time I'm recording this, which is Friday afternoon, there are no new vessels moving through the strait other than one cruise ship that obviously doesn't carry, it's not an oil tanker. So a cruise ship was allowed through, probably paid the fee. You know, $1 million, we'll let you through. Oh, you're a cruise ship? Okay, you get a discount, $500,000 for you, because we just want you out of the way. So a cruise ship was allowed through. Yeah, who cares? They should have let the cruise ship through anyway. It's not about cruise ships. This is about oil and energy and who controls the world's energy choke points. So in essence, Iran has capitulated nothing. And then also, on a similar timescale, Trump had tweeted out that Iran is going to give us all their enriched uranium. We're going to take it all. And then Iran responded and said, no such conversation has ever taken place. We have agreed to no such thing. We're not going to give up the enriched uranium. So again, every time Trump tweets something, it literally means nothing. And I've jokingly said that Trump is a random word generator, or that he's an LLM gone bad. You know how in the early days, before ChatGPT was good, you would talk to a large language model and it would just spit out random words. Those sound like Trump tweets today. And that's the way Trump's brain is operating. It's like a faulty LLM that hasn't completed fine-tuning phase or something. And the only thing dumber than what Trump says is the people who keep believing him for some reason, which includes a lot of stock market people and commodities traders. So today, after Trump tweeted the strait is fully open, oil plunged $10 a barrel. And then everybody is like, see, Trump wins. Oil's affordable. Gas is affordable. You know, once again, means nothing. And any commodities traders that go along with Trump's tweets are themselves idiots and will probably pay for their idiocy in financial losses, because oil is not going to stay down in the 80s or $80 a barrel, something like that. No, not even close. We're probably going to see oil at $200 a barrel before this whole thing is over, because, again, there's still no agreement between Iran and Trump. So Trump is a market manipulator. He's always constantly trying to manipulate the markets, keep oil low, gold and silver low, but the stock market high. So he's always announcing good news that has no basis in fact. And then either 12 hours later or a day later or 2 days later, it all turns out that he made it all up. And then people move on to the next delusional tweet. So, well, this time it's real, you know. Seriously, how dumb do you have to be to keep believing this stuff? So the real bottom line here is that Iran remains in control of the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. Navy isn't even there. They're hundreds of kilometers outside the strait, basically committing piracy on the high seas, you know, threatening to interdict ships in international waters, which is an act of economic terrorism, according to J.D. Vance. I mean, they say it themselves. They say it's economic terrorism and we're going to do it, you know? So nothing has changed. The energy supply has not resumed. If oil prices are temporarily low because of the artificial construct here, that's great for you. Go out and buy more gas, buy more diesel, store it, load up. That would be the smart thing to do because it's not going to stay there very long. And if you want to stay informed on all of this, follow my podcast at brightvideos.com, and you can follow my articles at naturalnews.com, or you can follow my social media posts at brighteon.social, and I'm also on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. Yeah, that's it. So thank you for listening. Stay informed, stay alert, and don't believe anything Trump says. He is a random word generator. All right, thanks for listening. Take care. We now have vitamin D3 plus K2 plus Aquaman, which is a seaweed calcium, available at healthrangerstore.com. Here, I've got it up on my site here. This is the Groovy Bee brand that we have, which is our in-house brand, healthrangerstore.com. Again, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman. That's the brand of the seaweed calcium in a capsule format. Of course, it's laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. And it's a certified ingredients, of course. And, you know, everything that we build for you in terms of a product is meticulously sourced. And one of the most difficult products to source is actually vitamin D3. It's extremely difficult because it turns out in the supply chain, almost all vitamin D has a bunch of sort of unnamed ingredients in it. And that's what our sourcing people found after a couple of years of trying to source a clean version of vitamin D3 that we finally found and nailed and put it in the formula and did all the lab testing and certification. So now it's available. So this synergistic combination, if you think about natural bone support, for example, or you think about the fact that so many people may not have sufficient levels of vitamin D for just optimal health and immune support and, you know, many other reasons to have vitamin D levels, this product can help you supplement that. And so it's available now, healthrangerstore.com, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman, 60 capsules available, shipping right now while supplies last. And in this environment where global supply chains are getting wrecked, you know, if this is something you want, get it now while we have supplies, because it's becoming more difficult and more expensive to source literally everything at this point. So anyway, thank you for your support. You can also find many other products, of course, hundreds of different products at healthrangerstore.com, including storable food.
And right here we have our organic powdered chicken bone broth in a number 10 can, our turmeric root powder, and so much more. We've got so many amazing products for you to choose from, including tinctures, superfoods, storable foods, as well as freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in sealed number 10 cans. That's great for long-term storage. Plus, we have iodine, and that's a product that's moving very quickly because of concerns about, you know, global nuclear war, unfortunately. But you can find all of this. It's all laboratory tested. It's all certified. It's all meticulously sourced at healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, there we go. That's what the vitamin D3 looks like there. Thank you for supporting us, because we need your support in order to fund our platform. And so we can keep bringing you amazing interviews and content and free AI tools for knowledge and so much more. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerstore.com.